Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Monday, the 27th of March, 2023. Welcome you into hour number three of the big show, along with Mr. Zommers, our producer and engineer. Thank you for joining us. Great last hour. How about Matt DeFore? Great guest.
Yeah, definitely. Somebody who definitely knows how to put in research. And I also just like his taste in music, not going to lie.
Right? He's a cool dude. No, I got to know him when I was working in the state capitol. He was a reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal then. Always fair. You know, asked pointed, tough questions, but always very fair about it. And didn't have an agenda of his own. The kind of reporter you want. Just somebody who wants to get to the truth. Just tell me the facts and let me just, you know, gather information and report it. Great writer, too. Matt DeFore, you can read his articles at wisconsinwatch.org. That's wisconsinwatch.org. Or, as he said today, he is on the front page of his former paper, the Wisconsin State Journal.
You know, so maybe we can give Gableman's $2.5 million to him.
Right? I'm sure he'd appreciate that.
He found out a whole lot more in a whole lot less time.
Right. And without the political bent. So, yeah, great guy. I appreciate Matt DeFore being with us today. Coming up this hour, we are going to look at another story on voting, this time for veterans, disabled veterans. Another great reporter, Scott Bauer of the Associated Press here in Madison, going to take a look at his writing this hour and discuss other voting rights. That's the question. Welcoming your calls this morning, you can discuss our last hour or anything else that's on your mind. But the question, do you feel safe? Do you feel confident that your vote matters? And do you feel confident in the voting system in the state of Wisconsin? Give us a call, 715-388-7155. Again, do you feel confident in the voting system here in the state of Wisconsin? Want to hear from you this morning? We'll take whatever caller that comes in, no matter what your opinion is. We'll give you a chance to, as long as you're being respectful, give you a chance to state your case on if you feel Wisconsin's voting system is fair and in good shape. 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. Mr. Zommers will take your call off the air and we will bring you on. Voting rights this hour. Talking more about that. And then later on in the show, bring it back around to the Trumpster, because I think it's important. As our friend Matt Flynn says on his show, Matt Flynn Direct, every afternoon at 3 o'clock, you're not woke if you don't know history. So we're going to take a look back at the Branch Davidians and history and the irony between what Trump did on over the weekend and also what happened 30 years ago. But first, here's a look at your weather and news headlines for this Monday, the 27th of March, 2023. Weather for today in Southwest Wisconsin, WRCE. News from the center. Today, increasing clouds, a high of 48. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 23. And Tuesday, mostly sunny, and a high of 47. Up in central Wisconsin, Wausau, WXCO, Bull Falls Radio. Today, it is mostly sunny, a high of 42. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 21. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies and a high of 38 degrees. Over in Amory, WLAK, Lake Air Radio in northwest Wisconsin. Today, increasing clouds, a high of 40. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 15. And then for tomorrow, Tuesday, partly sunny and a high of 33 up in Amory. What you need to know this morning, tornado outbreak. More than 20 million people across the south and southeast are under threats of severe storms today, including major cities such as Houston and New Orleans. This comes as communities across the region are already working to rebuild following a weekend of intense storms and destructive tornadoes that left more than 24 people dead. Mississippi was especially hard hit, with at least 25 people killed and dozens injured, prompting President Joe Biden to approve a disaster declaration for parts of the state. Overseas in Israel, mass protests are underway in Israel after thousands of people took to the streets yesterday in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, amid a worsening political crisis in the country. The demonstrations were sparked by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's decision to fire his defense minister after he spoke out against the government's controversial plans to overhaul the country's judicial system. Silicon Valley Bank, First Citizens Bank, is buying most of the business of Silicon Valley Bank, the tech lender that failed earlier this month. 17 former branches of SVB will open as First Citizens outlets today, according to the FDIC. The bank will buy all of SVB's deposits and loans that regulators had transferred to bridge banks in the wake of its collapse. Philadelphia is monitoring its drinking water system today following a chemical spill upstream in the Delaware River on Friday. Residents rushed to buy bottled water after the city sent a mobile alert recommending residents stop using tap water yesterday afternoon. But officials later said that tap water will remain safe to drink until at least 11:59 today. Three different chemicals leaked into the river when a latex product spilled on Friday. None have been detected in the city's water systems thus far, according to officials. And in Ukraine, amid the ongoing war in Ukraine, President of Russia, Vladimir Putin, said Moscow plans to station tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus. Come back and talk a little bit more about voting rights as far as veterans. A great story by Scott Bauer. Stay with us. You're on the Todd Allball Show. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is now 10:15 on the big Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin, across the country, and around the world on the Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded your app yet from Civic Media, now's your big chance. It starts today. Why delay? You say to yourself, well, I keep needing to do it. It's simple. Just take out your smartphone and go to your app store. In the search bar, put in Civic Media. That's C-I-V-I-C, as in civics class, Civic Media. It'll pop up. There's a cool little logo with a C and an M. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It won't cost you a dime. Cost you nothing. And then once you open it up, go over to other stations. Scroll down to WRCE. Cool little graphic logo with a kind of a bright green and blue. WRCE, News from the Center. Click on that. Make it your favorite. You can take Mr. Zomers and I with you Monday through Friday, 8 until 11. Glad to have you along on this third hour of the program. Question this hour, do you feel that the voting system in Wisconsin is safe and secure? Do you trust the voting system in Wisconsin? Area code 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. My answer is yes, I trust it. Not that there's not problems, but who I trust are our local county clerks. I trust the people that our friends and neighbors who work the polls, who watch over things, that too I trust. The people at the actual clerk's office who are overseeing the election. So I think that they're safe and secure. Not that they don't have problems. And the next story is going to outline those and what we need to do about it. The Associated Press, great reporter, writer as well. We had on Matt DeFore from Wisconsin Watch last hour. Taking this look at the story authored by reporter Scott Bauer from the Associated Press. Disabled Wisconsin voters say absentee law not followed. Dateline Madison, disabled voters say local election leaders across Wisconsin are not following federal law during early voting in the high-stakes race for state Supreme Court, incorrectly telling them they can't have another person return their absentee ballot for them. Absentee ballots and who can return them has been a political flashpoint in the battleground state of Wisconsin, known for razor-thin margins in statewide races. The April 4th election, coming up 1 week from tomorrow, will determine majority control of the state Supreme Court with abortion access and the fate of Republican-drawn legislative maps on the line. Challenges to laws and practices in at least 8 states that make it difficult or impossible for people with certain disabilities to vote have also arisen in the past 2 years. At the same time, there's been a push in many states to restrict rules affecting who can return absentee ballots. So the key issue here is not who can vote for somebody, but who can return it. In other words, if you have a disabled veteran, or if you are a disabled veteran, it's always been assumed as long as you had a witness and you filled out your ballot at home or wherever you're at, then you seal it up, you sign it, you have a witness that does that, and then anybody can return it. But Republicans have said they don't like that. Again, trying to make it harder for people to vote. Wisconsin Republicans, back to the story now, Wisconsin Republicans successfully sued last year to ban absentee ballot drop boxes. And the conservative-controlled state Supreme Court ruled that only the voter can return their ballot in person or place it in the mail. People with disabilities filed a federal lawsuit in response to the state's court's decision, arguing that federal law allows them to get assistance in returning their ballot. A federal court ruled in their favor last August, noting that the Voting Rights Act applies to Wisconsin voters who require assistance with mailing or delivering their absentee ballot because of a disability. But in the lead up to April 4th, Supreme Court elections, and during early voting that began on Tuesday of last week, local election officials are not following the law, according to advocates with the disabled, they allege. Absentee ballots were mailed to voters earlier this month, and early in-person voting using absentee ballots began on Tuesday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission, which oversees the state's more than 1,800 local election officials, first alerted clerks in September to the federal court ruling, reiterating that disabled voters can have assistance returning absentee ballots. Let me read that again to make sure it sinks in. The Wisconsin Elections Commission, which oversees the state's more than 1,800 local election officials, first alerted clerks in September to the federal court ruling reiterating that disabled voters can have assistance returning absentee ballots. Very important. And again, it goes back to something we kind of touched on a little bit last hour with Matt DeFort, that there are so many regulations and things are changing so rapidly that many of these local clerks are having trouble just keeping up. Because think of all the towns we have in Wisconsin. A lot of people call them townships, but they're, you know, the legal correction or the legal name is a town. Town of Bloom, town of Richland, town of whatever. These town clerks, most if not all of them, are not full-time employees. They're farmers. They're nurses. They work at convenience stores. They might have their own business. And they do this mostly out of community service. They'll get a stipend, most of them, but they're not. It's not a full-time job. So to try to keep up with all these rules and regulations is pretty darn difficult, particularly for the people in towns. Even in villages or cities where you have a full-time clerk, the election stuff alone can get confusing. But here again, according to the Wisconsin Elections Commission, federal court ruling reiterates that disabled voters in Wisconsin can, in fact, have assistance returning absentee ballots. Back to the story. In recent weeks, the commission has reminded them, the locals, of the law in conversations, webinar trainings, and newsletters, according to the commission spokesperson. She said, this is a reminder that voters with disabilities are entitled to receive assistance completing and delivering their absentee ballots, she said. The commission sent an email to all clerks on February 3rd, less than 3 weeks before the primary. Quote, some jurisdictions are inserting absentee ballot instructions that say assistance is prohibited without noting the important exception for voters with disabilities. The message called the issue, quote, especially significant because of the court ruling affirming the right to assistance. Quote, please ensure that your absentee ballot instructions do not contradict the federal court's order, the commission implored. Barbara Beckert, the external advocacy director of Disability Rights Wisconsin, said it was concerning that roughly a dozen communities around the state continue to have incorrect information on their websites, at polling places, and being voiced by workers at the polls. Numerous voters have raised concerns, but all have wished to remain anonymous because they live in small communities and do not want their complaints to become public, she said. It's impossible to know how many voters or how many communities may be affected by the misreading of the law. Becker provided links to websites in seven communities that had incorrect information posted. The fight over absentee ballot return rule is not unique to Wisconsin. Happening in more than 14 states, according to the article. Most of these would not affect voters with disabilities, with the exception of the measures in Arkansas, Minnesota, New York, and Oregon. In Wisconsin, Becker is pushing for requirements that the right for disabled people to get assistance with filing an absentee ballot be posted at all polling places and be included with instructions sent out to voters with their absentee ballot. Here is the bottom line, folks. If you are someone with a disability and cannot physically get your vote to the polling place or need assistance at the polling place, federal law dictates that you have a right to have assistance in casting your ballot. That someone can help deliver that ballot to you if you're voting, or to the polling place if you're voting absentee. So let's say you filled it out at home, and you know, if you're mailing it in by snail mail, traditional mail with a stamp, we'll recommend you get it in no later than today. Because if it doesn't arrive at the polling place by 8 o'clock next Tuesday, it won't count. Doesn't matter whether the U.S. mail messed up or not. So maybe you're stuck at home. Maybe you have macular degeneration, you can't see. And the person who's going to read that ballot to you so that you can vote, maybe they're not going to be there for a couple of days. That's okay. You can fill out your ballot, make sure it's done, you know, the right way. Make sure it's signed, the envelope signed. Make sure the person that's witnessing it has their correct information at the correct spot. But then that person is allowed under federal law to drive that ballot and deliver it to your local polling place. Don't put it in a drop box because Republicans have gotten rid of those in Wisconsin. But take it into the clerk, and they have to accept that. If you're someone who needs help at the polls, again, you might have macular degeneration or some other disability that you can't see or have a hard time seeing. Someone could go into the booth with you and help read that to you and help cast your vote. Federal law says that. And again, I don't blame the local clerks for this. I blame this obsession from the Republican Party to try to make it more difficult to vote, that they keep bringing lawsuits and trying to pass bills to the point where almost none of us really understand what's going on. Which is exactly, of course, what they want. To discourage us from voting. Don't let them do it. Make sure that you're heard. Make sure you vote. Back with more after this. This is the Todd Allball Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Yeah, I need to rewind real slow. Yeah, I still got some miles to go. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on Monday, 10:33. Little Devil Went Down in Georgia, Charlie Daniels Band for you to start your Monday off right. Great song.
Yeah, I know we're not talking about Georgia or the devil, but I just like the song.
There's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you just want to play a great song. It is a precarious position, though, for people voting. Sometimes you feel like you have to make a deal, right? The Devil Went Down in Georgia, he was willing to make a deal. Here's the deal, that if you are a person who is technically disabled, perhaps it's a sight issue with macular degeneration or something else, here's the most egregious thing, and Mr. Zomers brought this up over the break. Perhaps you are one of our heroes, our fine veterans that have served overseas or here at home, and maybe in the course of your service, you lost your sight. Maybe you lost a hand, or God forbid, both. You should not have your right to vote denied. And Mr. Zomers, you made the point over the break.
Right. Over the break, I had said, as we talked about earlier, we back the badge unless we don't, you know, like for the January 6th insurrection, right, showing them the police being beat up and celebrating that when people died. And we support our vets. We take care of them, as they would say, except when they're not going to vote for us or when they're actually home.
It's the ongoing hypocrisy of the MAGA movement, which is just sick. Mr. Zomers is absolutely correct. It's all about backing the badge. Put yard signs out. Put street signs out. We back the badge.
But only when it means they get to shoot people.
Well, but not just that, right? I mean, yes, that could be true as well. But think about our local communities. As I said, I have family who are law enforcement officers who I deeply respect and who do a great job, as do most law enforcement officers in Wisconsin. But then you have people in the state legislature on the Republican side of the aisle who don't want to fund them through shared revenue. And so they take the resources away from our law enforcement and don't back them. As Mr. Zomer said, you had this fiasco down in Waco over the weekend, the first big Trump rally, 15 miles from the Branch Davidian compound from 30 years ago. And how do they start the rally? With a weird rendition of the national anthem being sung by the self-proclaimed January 6th choir made up of people who were a part of the insurrection, arrested and prosecuted. And while they're playing this, they have scenes from the insurrection of January 6th playing on big screens, including the beating up of law enforcement officers and Capitol Police. And they stand there with their hands over their heart, glorifying this. It's exactly the opposite of backing the badge. And now, again, Mr. Zomers pointed out, we're all, you know, Republicans are all for vets, veterans, military. Except when they're trying to suppress voting rights and they want to try to convince you that if you were a veteran who was injured and is having a difficult time, you need assistance in casting your vote, trying to convince you that you can't do that. That is wrong. The reporting of Scott Bauer from the Associated Press, that is straight out wrong. The federal court's decision from last year mandate that if you are a veteran or anyone else in the state of Wisconsin with a disability, you have the right to have someone help you cast your vote and also to deliver that vote if you're voting absentee, to deliver it to your local clerk. So don't let people tell you that that can't happen. It is your constitutional right. And the courts have declared that. The federal courts have said that. So yeah, this is something that we have to continually be watchful and mindful of, continually vigilant. Finishing up this story by Scott Bauer from the Associated Press, the Election Commission in Wisconsin can vote to change the instructions that are sent to voters along with the ballots, but it would take a change in law to post wording at the polls saying that disabled people can have help returning these ballots, absentee ballots. The commission, equally divided between Republicans and Democrats, frequently deadlock on high-stakes votes. But the Republican-controlled legislature has worked in recent years to make absentee voting more difficult. But it has been blocked by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. I said this last fall during the campaign. I'll say it again. This is why elections matter. This is why your vote matters. One vote, one person can make a huge amount of difference. If not for Governor Tony Evers, this stuff would have happened. It would be more difficult for people to vote absentee, more difficult for people to vote in general. And it goes back to what I continually try to remind us all of. I'm not saying that Tony Evers or any other Democrat has all of the right answers. I'm not saying I agree with all of their things on their agenda. I don't. But if we don't preserve the basic tenet, the foundation of democracy in this country, then nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. If we can't believe in our election system, if we don't in fact have a free and fair election system, then nothing else matters. And right now, Tony Evers is the only person standing in the way of the Republican-controlled legislature to make it more difficult to vote. And when people say, well, that's just, you're a Democrat then, that means no. No, actually, I used to be a Republican. Because you know what the Republican Party used to stand for? Was more access to voting. And of course, it began with Abraham Lincoln. Emancipation, freedom of the slaves, finally giving slaves and black people in this country the opportunity to own land and finally to vote. The Republican Party, who was at the forefront of women's suffrage. People in the state like Belle Case La Follette, a Republican from Southwest Wisconsin, moving the women's suffrage movement forward so that women had the right to vote. Dwight D. Eisenhower, a general, a Republican president, who wanted to lower the voting age to 18 to make it more accessible for people to vote. That is the history of the former Republican Party, to bring greater access to people to vote. That has been flipped. And the people who now call themselves Republicans are not. Because again, they're scared that their overall social agenda is not going to vibe with the younger audience, with the younger demo. They know that their policies, their stances are not popular with the majority of people in Wisconsin. They know that. Believe me, they know that. Right now, I'll tell you, there is a huge discussion going on behind the scenes with the Wisconsin business community. Because as Matt DeFore said in our last hour from Wisconsin Watch, abortion is this entire state Supreme Court race coming up 1 week from tomorrow. It's going to hinge largely on abortion. And it's not just about whether you're pro-life or pro-choice. It comes down to this question of whichever side of the fence you're on. And again, I'll say there are people with legitimate concerns. I respect people's religious and faith views that simply say that abortion in general, they don't feel is appropriate to use it for birth control. I agree with that. But I also happen to agree that it should be up to the woman, their partner, their spouse, their doctor, their God, their clergy to make that choice. And I certainly am on the side of the majority of voters in Wisconsin who believe that access to healthy, safe, and legal abortions to women and girls who have the ungodly, terrible experience of rape and incest, that should be made available no matter what. Even people in Wisconsin who call themselves pro-life, by and large, agree there should be an exception to rape and incest and endangerment of the mother's life. And right now in Wisconsin, that is not the case due to an archaic 1849 law on the books in Wisconsin that says if your 17-year-old girl, God forbid, is raped legally, she has to carry that child to term no matter what. No matter what. That's offensive to the majority of Wisconsin voters. And the Republican Party of Wisconsin knows this. The business community of Wisconsin knows this. So believe me, they're worried that the Republican Party leadership has gotten so far out of touch that they're going to be unelectable. So the Republican Party leadership, what is their option? To either get in line with the majority of people in Wisconsin, which would upset their base, or try to make it more difficult for everyone who doesn't agree with them to vote. And that's what's happening. And right now, Tony Evers is the only person standing in the way of Wisconsin losing many of our abilities to go and vote. That's what's at stake here, partly, in this election coming up on April 4th. Fair elections, fair courts, fair maps, women's ability to have a safe and legal option for abortion if they're raped or their life is in danger. That's why this election on April 4th is so important. And that's why it's important that you exercise your right to vote. And if you are a disabled person, a veteran, an elderly person, or for any other reason, the federal courts dictate that you be allowed to have help in casting your vote and taking it to the polls in the case of absentee votes. An important point to remember as we move forward. Want to switch over to this last story of the day. Before we do, I want to remind you, if you're in the Richland Center area, if you're part of the Richland community listening to us on WRCE, important meeting tonight put on by Vice Chair of the County Board, Sean Murphy Lopez, and Chair of the Education Committee and Supervisor for Richland County Board, Linda Gentis. Public is invited to come on out tonight at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. at the Pippin Conference Room at the UW-Richland campus. Going to be releasing some information and gathering more thoughts as they move forward in their fight to save the UW-Richland campus. It ain't easy. As Kermit the Frog once said, it ain't easy being green. It ain't easy being a supervisor right now in Richland County. Ain't easy trying to go up against a guy like Jay Rothman, who used to be the head of one of the largest law firms in America, Foley & Lardner. Now he's the president of the UW system. Still will not answer questions, still will not be transparent and tell us why he made the decision to close down Richland Center campuses, or the campus at Richland. But the local community is fighting hard. Linda Gentis and Sean Murphy Lopez, again, they're hosting a community meeting on the Richland campus tonight with new info. Be there tonight at 6 p.m. in the Pippin Conference Room on the campus of UW-Richland. Should be very informative.
I look forward to hearing about it tomorrow.
Yes, looking forward to hearing what comes out of it. We're going to finish up kind of where we began. Kind of going back and doing a recount of, not recount, but a replay of what happened over the weekend, things you might have missed, and what this all means about the Trumpster and his deal with the devil. Come back. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, and this is the Todd Allbull Show. Welcome back to the Todd Allbull Show. It is now 10:50 on the time and temperature sign. That is 10 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, it is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinier. A fine program. Tune in 11 until 2. Then coming up at 2 o'clock on WXCO, Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, it is the wonderful Chad Holmes and the Chad Holmes Show. All that is news around Wausau, around central Wisconsin. Once again, Chad was... I think he even did a couple of spring games this weekend. Did they have to shovel off the softball fields up there in Wausau to get the game in? I'm not sure. You would hear. You would hear in Madison right now. Chad Holmes Show on from 2 until 4 on Bull Falls Radio. Elsewhere across the network at 2 o'clock, it is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Luke Mathers, who beat Todd in the office pool for the NCAA bracket. He will hold this over my head. I am 0 for 2. You know, first I made the bet. I still got to pay up on the bet, by the way, the six-pack of beer. And now this, which I did not bet on, which I'm very thankful for. That's 2 until 3, Dueling Tangents. Luke will be doing his Monday dumpster dive, telling you what happened over the weekend and getting you up to speed and taking your calls. At 3 o'clock, start off right away as soon as the program begins. The lines are open. You're not woke if you don't know history. It is Matt Flynn Direct with our friend Matt Flynn. It is a great program. You do not want to miss it. Only an hour long. Every word, every minute important. Matt Flynn Direct, 3 until 4. Then at 4 o'clock, we have our flagship show, The Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom. Remember, it's never personal, only politics. It is The Devil's Advocate. Then at 6 o'clock, Native Roots, all the news from a Native American perspective. And then at 8 o'clock tonight, it is The Rick Smith Show across America. Great lineup once again on Civic Media. And then don't forget, tomorrow night, it is the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team in the semifinals of the NIT, live from Las Vegas. Matt LaPay and Mike Lucas on the call. You can hear the game starting with a pregame show at 5, I believe. Tip time at 6 o'clock Wisconsin time on the Civic Media Radio Network app. Simply go to the Civic Media app and click on WRCE or WLAK Lake Air Radio and listen to that great game. Should be fun. Tonight, Mr. Zomers informs us the general admission tickets are sold out, but if you want to spend $50 on the VIP tickets, it's worth every dime. Charlie Behrens doing a live version of his Cripescast podcast at the Comedy on State tonight here in Madison. Student tickets are still $10 if there's some available. A VIP tickets, $50 tonight in Madison at the Comedy on State. Want to end up this morning was just a reminder kind of where we began. So on Friday, this Trumpster was not satisfied with posting on the social media platform a photo of him brandishing a baseball bat next to Elvin Bragg, the prosecutor for crimes to subvert democracy with hush money to influence the 2016 election. That's the DA from Manhattan, Elvin Bragg. Trump posted this photo with a baseball bat insinuating violence against the DA. Trump then went on to post that his indictment could lead to, quote, potential death and destruction. That's right, a former sitting president of the United States, who a bipartisan commission found led the insurrection on January 6th. Now he says that his potential indictment in New York could lead to, quote, potential death and destruction. Hours later, the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, received a death threat in an envelope with white powder in it. It was ruled to be a hoax. For 3 days last week, Russian accounts have emailed bomb threats to the court buildings where the grand jury is meeting. Trump is by no way done with his antics. On Sunday, that's yesterday, Trump held the rally in Waco, Texas. And if you're 40 or older, you remember the 1993 government siege to extricate the leader of a religious cult who witnesses said was stockpiling weapons. That led to a gun battle and cult members starting a fire that left 76 people dead. David Koresh, the cult, Waco cult leader, attracted followers because he was dynamic, charismatic, and convincing. His goal was to fool the cult members, acquire their money, and acquire power. Koresh was able to do those things because he had a massive ego. He was an extremist and a pathological liar. Hey, wait a minute. Did my dyslexia just get me to describe cult leader Koresh or Donald Trump?
The world may never know.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. It says David Koresh and Donald Trump fool people and acquire their money. Couldn't get enough power. And oh, yeah. Koresh and Trump, massive egos, extreme narcissists, pathological liars. Our nation's intelligence committee for the past few years has identified the number one threat to our national security is domestic terrorists, specifically the militia movement, groups like the Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, Three Percenters, Boogaloo Boys, and the list goes on. In Wisconsin, that's the Kenosha Guard. The Waco tragedy launched the American militia movement. Rush Limbaugh exploited the story. It prompted goofballs like Alex Jones to start a radio career. It inspired the murder of 168 innocent people in the Oklahoma City bombing on a federal government building 2 years later. People who hate our democracy to the point of violence are the people Donald Trump is choosing to side with. Donald Trump knowingly seeks violence on his behalf. And what does he do right now? He's playing golf down in Mar-a-Lago. You see what's going on? This is a mobile version of David Koresh. He is a cult leader that doesn't have to hold up at a compound in Waco, Texas. Because he's been grifting the voters of this country to get the money to redo his old dilapidated plane back into what he calls Trump Force One. So he goes down and eats caviar and drinks Pepsi playing golf in Mar-a-Lago while we have hate groups trying to take democracy away from voters in Wisconsin. Exploring and pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. That is why we are here. That is why we'll continue to be here, and that is why we appreciate you listening and you participating each and every day. Coming up tomorrow, another great show. We have our friend Luke Mathers coming in for Tuesday Tangents with Todd. Do not want to miss it. Your phone calls as well. Be safe, everyone. Be well and be kind. See you tomorrow. This is Todd Allball. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Until tomorrow, keep banging on your drums.